proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you love Israel and have visited there in the past, you will definitely enjoy this program as we discuss Israel and Bible archaeology. It was Israeli archaeologist Eyal Yadin who said, "Some of what I am about to relate may sound like a detective story, but the truth is that our great guide was the Bible. And as an archaeologist, I cannot imagine a greater thrill than working with the Bible in one hand and the spade in the other." As his team unearthed several unique artifacts, the evidence revealed the Bible's accuracy. Archaeology is a confirmation of what we believe by faith in the Word of God. During the triumphal entry, the disciples and others shouted praises to Jesus. The Pharisees told Jesus to quiet his followers. Jesus' response was amazing. He said in Luke 19, verse 40, "If these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." These stones testify to the veracity of Scripture by pointing us to a trustworthy God. Many tremendous finds have uncovered the reality of the stories we read of in the Scriptures. One could spend years in the Holy Land trying to discover the story of each archaeological site. Now, here are just a few of the greatest archaeological finds in Israel and some of my favorites in particular. Let's first look at the site in southern Israel where we investigate the Dead Sea Scrolls. It is interesting that the Dead Sea Scrolls were not found by an archaeologist. In the year 1947, a Bedouin shepherd was herding goats near Kirbet Qumran by the Dead Sea. As the goats entered a cave, the shepherd threw a rock to chase them out. He heard a sound and investigated the matter. He had broken a clay jar containing ancient scrolls. Over 900 scrolls were found, including the famous Isaiah scroll. These scrolls were written over 2,000 years ago in Hebrew and Aramaic, possibly by a Jewish sect called the Essenes. You may have a chance to visit the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are displayed currently at the Shrine of the Book at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. It's truly a must-see, and these scrolls remind us that God's word will not pass away. Another unique find takes us to northern Israel along the Lebanese border. Over the years, critics have disputed whether King David actually existed. No evidence outside of the Bible has ever pointed to David being a real person, that is, until 1993. At the biblical site of Tel Dan, a fragment of a victory stela, or stone, was found, written in Aramaic, probably by Syrian king Ben-Hadad, which said, "I killed the king of Israel. I killed the son of the house of David." This unique stone is on exhibit at the Israel Museum. Now, the Bible has much to say about King David and the promise of a redeemer for Israel. The discovery of the House of David stone should point us to the truth of the Scriptures. Jesus is the Son of David, the Messiah of Israel. What a wonderful thought and how these two come together. Well, let's now remain in the Galilee but head a little farther south from where we were at Tel Dan, now to the Sea of Galilee where Jesus mainly ministered. After a severe drought in Israel in 1986, two brothers uncovered the remains of a 2,000-year-old boat along the shores of the northwest part of the Sea of Galilee. This is the oldest boat in the world ever found in fresh water, which measures about 30 feet long and about 8 feet wide. Inside the boat were found lamps, cooking pots, and storage jars. Even though there's a mystery behind this boat, we remember the gospel account of Jesus and his disciples as their boat was tossed with the waves during a storm on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus simply calmed the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." Some marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this that even the winds in the sea obey him?" Again, you can find the Jesus boat, as it's frequently called, at Kibbutz Nafginasar on the northern side of the Sea of Galilee. So when seeing the Bible come to life through these unique finds, this should excite us to dig deeper into the Scriptures, knowing that we can trust the God of Israel. Now, I hope you enjoyed this quick look at Bible archaeology. In fact, in the next couple programs we have coming up, we'll be discussing some more archaeological finds throughout the land of Israel. Also, I do want to mention that IBJM also hosts a special trip to Israel on a regular basis and invite you to contact us here at IBJM or IBJM.org for more information concerning that. This, again, is a trip of a lifetime. If you've ever been to Israel or you want to go back, this is a trip to you. In fact, I invite you to send your pastor or some other key leaders of your church for this trip of a lifetime. So as we close this program, remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.